Krishna Book Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 2, Maushala Leela. Shukadeva Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, having heard these words from Madhusudana, Lord Krishna, the elders of the Yadu dynasty gave their assent. And then after crossing over the ocean in boats, they proceeded on chariots to Prabhas Kshetra. There, with great devotion, the Yadavas performed religious ceremonies according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was their personal Lord. They also performed various other auspicious rituals. But then, their intelligence covered by providence, they liberally indulged in drinking the sweet Maireya beverage, which can completely intoxicate the mind. The heroes of the Yadu dynasty became intoxicated, and from their extravagant drinking, they began to feel arrogant. And when they were thus bewildered by the personal potency of Lord Krishna, a terrible quarrel arose among them. Infuriated, they seized their bows and arrows, swords, bhalas, clubs, lances, and spears, and then attacked one another on the shore of the ocean, riding on elephants and chariots with their flags flying, and also on donkeys, camels, bulls, buffaloes, mules, and even human beings. The extremely enraged warriors came together and violently attacked one another with arrows, just as elephants in the forest attack one another with their tusks. Their mutual enmity aroused, Prajumna fought fiercely against Samba, Akura against Kuntibhoj, Aniruddha against Satyaki, Subhadra against Sangramajit, Sumitra against Suratha, and the two Gadas against each other. Others also, such as Nishata, Urmuka, Sahasrajit, Shatajit, and Bhanu, confronted and killed one another, being blinded by intoxication and thus completely bewildered by Lord Mukunda himself. Completely abandoning their natural friendship, the members of the various Yadu clans, such as the Dasharhas, Vrishnis, and Andakas, the Bhojas, Satpatas, Madhus, and Arbudas, the Maturas, Shurasenas, Visarjanas, Kukuras, and Kuntis, they all slaughtered one another. Thus bewildered, sons fought against fathers, brothers against brothers, nephews against paternal and maternal uncles, and grandsons with their grandfathers. Friends fought against friends, and well-wishers against well-wishers. In this way, intimate friends and relatives all killed one another. And when all their bows had been broken, and their arrows and other missiles spent, they seized the tall stalks of cane with their bare hands. And as soon as they took these cane stalks in their fists, those very stalks changed into iron rods as hard as thunderbolts. With these weapons, the warriors began attacking one another again and again. But when Lord Krishna tried to stop them, they attacked Krishna as well. In their confused state, they also mistook Lord Balaram for an enemy. With weapons in hand, they ran towards Balaram with the intention of killing him. Then, Krishna and Balaram became very angry. Picking up cane stalks, Krishna and Balaram moved about within the battle and began to kill with these iron rods. The violent anger of these Yadu warriors, who were overcome by the curse of the Brahmanas, and who were bewildered by Lord Krishna's illusory potency, now led them to their own annihilation, Just as a fire, which starts in a bamboo grove, destroys the entire forest. So when all the members of his own dynasty were thus destroyed, Lord Krishna thought to himself that at last the burden of the earth had been removed. Lord Balaram then sat down on the shore of the ocean, fixing himself in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Merging himself within himself, Balaram gave up this mortal world. At the last stage, Balaram departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth. And thus, Balaram was carried by Sheshanaga in the shape of a serpent.